Welcome back to Gals and Goblins. I am your Goblin Master, Jared Vosswinkle, and with me as always are the gals, Lily Percifield.
Sawyer Cinderfoot, I'm feeling really complicated about this.
Campbell Duffy.
Esta of House Ruidon, who knew you could hide a large man so easily?
And Olivia Rose McCain.
Baines, who knew a cat named Apple could be so scary?
All right, let's jump into this episode. Last time on Gals and Goblins, the gals met Priscilla Ruidon, who informed them of what her family had told her about an ancient dragon war long ago, and how this war was the reason for the schism between the Ruidons. Also, the gals gleaned some insight on how the Red Ruidons passed down the family dragon from one relative to another as the older one was dying, and they passed it to the youngest family member. As the conversation shifted towards Priscilla's book about the moon and a woman of darkness, there was a knock at the door. The gals discovered it to be a small army of guards led by Curd, a bodyguard of Esta's father. Priscilla decided the best choice was to go with the army willingly and keep the gals hidden. As Priscilla was taken prisoner, Curd sent in three guards to search the house. The gals swiftly defeated the three guards and took one of them prisoner. His name, Body Knock. And they also learned that there was another platoon sent to retrieve Rija, and Priscilla was to be taken to the governor's tower. They went back to the Weatherfeathers' house, bringing their new prisoner, Body Knock, at the house. Margie had locked herself in the bathroom, so Sawyer went to see what was up, which led to an interesting conversation, resulting in Margie confiding in her that she was in fact a Githyanki. At this moment, there was another knock at the door, which turned out to be Governor Frey himself, asking if there was a young halfling and whose father was looking for her. He also asked Esta, Beans, Toby, and Lee if they were children from the academies, and they lied. Beans, most notably, did not seem very convincing, and as Governor Frey left, he threatened the Weatherfeathers with losing their house if they did not do what was right, and that is where we are now. So, Governor Frey has left the building. What is going on here?
Sorry, Campbell took her shoes off and is touching me with her sweaty sock.
I was being attacked from all angles. I had to fight back.
You guys are silly. We're in serious.
Sorry, we're serious.
Serious consequences and circumstances.
Great, now
are
he's
going
gonna
on.
Kill us.
You guys need to take this game serious. Please take it serious.
This is serious D&D, everyone. I really need to take it serious.
You guys are serious. You guys are in trouble.
I am at 13 hit points. I'm at 20, so.
That's so interesting, actually. I'm at full hit points.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I would be too if I left the house with all the battle happening in it.
Ooh, some of us know how to get messy.
So I'll just kind of give a layout of where everyone's at. The gals, except for Sawyer and Margie, well, she's not one of the gals, but she's in the bathroom with
she's
Sawyer.
She's not a gal.
I'm going to say Sawyer and Margie, you guys heard what happened. You guys heard, listen to Mr. Weatherfeather. Okay. You guys are all just kind of sitting in the house, shocked right now. Maeve pipes up and she goes, well, it's not looking good, but I'm not going to rat you guys out. I'm not about that.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's really good of you, Maeve Weatherfeather.
And also, I don't know if you told me that about what happened, why you guys were running away. I think
I'll say I'm kind of peeking. I don't know. I'm peeking out of the bathroom at this point. She's kind of real. I think she's kind of a real one. She seems kind of ride or die.
Is Priscilla okay?
Esta.
I mean, Sheik.
Oh, it's okay.
So
we know.
You guys know that Sheik is Priscilla. Okay, good. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we all know who knows what.
We had a big, heart to heart.
We had Priscilla was very. She thought I was there to kill her. First of all, so we had a bit of an altercation, but we all came to an understanding very quickly.
Good.
Thankfully, and she really, gave me and our team a lot of great information. We think we may have led the guard. What is the guard here called?
Body Knock?
No.
The guy who's under the cupboard right now. The guy who's in the sink. Who's under the sink.
The city guard?
Yeah,
we kill that guy.
I was thinking
maybe. We
You guys
we,
hear some like banging from the cupboard.
I close it with my hand. We think we may have led the city guard to her home on accident, and they have taken her.
Well, did they know that you were in there?
No.
Well, then how did you lead them there?
Oh, I think they were already
after her.
They were already after, the city guard was after her. We happened to be in the house when they arrived.
And so they took...
And they took her and left. They left three guards there to search the house.
And did you run away or?
And let's just say only one made it out and he's under your sink right now.
Okay. Yeah.
And
self-defense.
They came at Sawyer first. What was I supposed to do?
And have you taken care of if they go back when those guards don't report in?
Yes, we did. They sent over walkie-talkie. They said all clear. Yes. So should be good.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better.
Wait, their bodies are still just there, right?
And I mean, like, it was a convincing job, though. Like, the guy that you, he called in and it was good. He's the captain, I assume.
Next promotion, he will be.
But he did throw
But he gave a good explanation of why the captain wasn't on the phone.
Yeah,
right?
And then we left the bodies there.
And we sure did.
But he said the captain went out drinking and left his walkie-talkie, which I thought was very convincing to me.
Mm. It seemed like it was an okay story.
Could have been
maybe not
worse.
Watertight.
Give me an insight check on me.
Everyone?
Yeah, yeah.
Two. One.
Dude. Well,
Everyone, I want you to know that we have been trending where we all roll the same exact fucking number.
I know, that was close.
Oh my God, we're synced.
I know.
We're synced. Well, our cycles.
Oh my God.
Maeve looks like she just goes, well,
It's our first time having to hide bodies, okay?
Good. That's wonderful.
We were just under a lot of pressure. Hey,
okay, well,
we're learning.
Forget about that. What are we going to do with... She kind of looks over towards the bathroom where Margie and Sawyer are.
I close the bathroom door with us inside. I get scared. I jump back behind the door. And I go...
Okay. Margie's looking at you and she is like mouth open, worried, eyes still puffy from crying the past like hour. Aww. And she is just like, so they have my dad, apparently?
We are going to go save him.
Okay.
We're going to go save Priscilla and we're going to go save Rija and we're going to save your dad. I'm really sorry this is happening so fast. I think we're going to have to go back out there soon, but you don't have to tell anyone anything that you don't want to.
Well, I don't want to... I mean, at this point, it just seems like, I mean, I don't want you to get hurt.
Well, we'll watch each other's backs, right?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like your friend wanted to turn me in, maybe. Or, like, there's something that he should turn me in. Should I just, like...
No!
Give in?
No!
What? But...
Are you kidding me?
Give me a persuasion check.
I got a nat one, but I'm gonna reroll it. fear in my eyes and in my heart. It's a 10.
Okay. This isn't to determine whether or not Margie's like leaves right now or anything.
Yeah.
This was determined just kind of like to like sway this thought from entering her mind.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, I won't. But you know that it didn't feel like there's a wall up right now.
Yeah.
She is kind of, she's in her own head. From the conversation you guys had before, she told you she was a Githyanki. Now she's remembering everything about being a Githyanki. And now she just gets this information that her other dad is now in trouble. This is going to be really hard to get through to her right now. But okay, she goes, okay.
I have one thing. Okay, I don't know if this will do anything. But I have something that might help. It's helped other people feel better in the past and it sort of protected them. Can I give her the pink sweater?
Yeah.
Can I say that I got it? I don't remember who ended up with it after the big battle, but can we say that I got it back?
Yeah, it's yours. It. Okay. It's yours. I would say you have it.
If you want to put this on.
Yeah. Yeah, that would
be nice. I just sort of wrap it around her shoulders.
Yeah. And you can tell, like, it's getting a little chilly outside. Like, as the sun has gone down now, it's gotten cold outside. And like, this is also just, like, a nice gesture. Do you want to imply that it's, like, magical?
I tie the sleeves in the front.
Yeah. And, yeah, she kind of, like, nuzzles into it.
Like a cape.
She goes, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, there's, we've been dealing with a lot of, I don't know, like, magical cold and that sort of stuff. And this can protect against it.
Okay. Thank you. Well, should we go out there? I mean, we need to figure out a plan because I don't want the Weather Feathers to lose their house.
Yes, that's right. We need to get back out there and we need to rally and come up with a plan and we need to go storm in there and save everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, that seems really hard, but we can figure it out. We can figure it out.
We can do it. You're still the same Margie you were. Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm kind of wishing I was a different Margie right now, you know? All right, let's go. And she unlocks the door and walks out of the bathroom. Okay. Beans, as this kind of conversation is happening in the bathroom, you guys are discussing, Toby and Lee are talking, and Maeve is talking to Buddy, and Buddy is Mr. Weatherfeather, by the way. And
I remember.
Okay, Bud. And give me a perception check.
16.
You hear like a little on like a window nearby you.
Can I walk over and look out the window?
Yeah. As you're like looking out the window, you see like a little cat claw come down and then like do the thing that you did on the ship of the.
I'm gonna back.
And then you see the little cat claw like motion up to like come outside.
Okay. I'm gonna go slip away outside.
Okay. Asta, do you think that you would be aware? I mean, I would think that
can
you
I
probably
roll a stealth check?
Yeah. This is gonna be like a contested, like if you would have like noticed Beans or not.
Yeah. Her perception. I don't think I can make that decision. I think I'll just roll.
So I got a 24.
I got a 17. So
okay, cool. yeah, Beans slips out. Do you wanna like go outside? I mean, that's kind of what she was implying.
Yeah, I want to go outside. I'm imagining maybe the way this house is built is so different in your head, but I'm imagining there's a deck, a wraparound deck to this house.
Sure. There's like a little porch that like it goes down. And then, yeah, I say that there's like a little deck with some like greenery. They've got some little spices that they're growing out there.
To me.
Yeah. There's so like a door.
I've made it. There's a deck.
You slip outside. You see that there's like a little dark area down the deck where there's not a lot of lights, not a lot of lights from the city. You can peek in. And you see Apple, and then behind her, the Briar Knight.
God damn it. I have the lantern with me, though.
Yeah. Do you walk over to him?
Yeah, but I carry the lantern with me.
You walk towards them, and as the kind of, like, lantern goes towards them, you can tell that, like, the Briar Knight backs up. Apple stays where she is. Do you want to, like, try to illuminate Apple?
I think I want to, like, have the lantern, like, essentially, like, I stay within the light and take it to the edge of where, like, Apple and the Briar Knight are.
You can do that. You see that they are not, they look like they're not going to be moving.
Yeah, so I just want to hold it there just in case.
At this moment, as you walk down and you hold the lantern, there's kind of two different sides of this deck now. There's, like, a bright side with Beans holding the lantern. There's just like a little bit more abnormally dark side where the Briar Knight and Apple are. And then you hear the bell tower as like we hit another hour. And it's getting later and later. And Apple is just looking at you. She goes, Little Beans.
Yes?
I just want to check in, see where you are at with helping family out.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I think I decided my position on this stance is you're not going to get Margie, and you can fuck right off if that's what you're here for.
Beans.
Yes.
I.
This is payback, sure. Just by the way, for all the shit you put me through.
I'm sorry, the shit I put you through?
Hey, I remember all the noogies you gave me, so.
Beans, this is a serious situation.
And what makes you think that I'm not serious?
It's not that I don't think you're serious. It's that I don't think that you understand. And Beans, if I can be honest with you, she takes a knee. And give me an insight check.
Nat 20.
Ooh!
There is a level of complete honesty that she's sharing with this, and I'll explain more a little bit later.
She goes, Beans, there are things that are coming that I don't want you to have to go through. There are things that you are supposed to do that I don't want you to have to go through. And simply put, if you can help me right now, I will help you. It is, I believe, 10 right now. Once the clock strikes 11, you will be in the way. But you are family, and I do not forget that. But I just want you to know that I'm giving you a chance to fight on the right side.
And Nat 20 again, she means full-heartedly, like, she's threatening you. You know that she's not going to kill you. Mm-hmm. She would never kill you. But she will probably kill everyone around you. She will not. And you know that she could. Like, you know that she is dangerous enough to possibly kill everyone. And, but she does mean full-heartedly. Like, she does care for you. And she does not want you to be brought to harm.
Here's the thing, Apple. My whole life, everybody's always speaking so cryptically about something's coming, something in the way, something is meant for you. So you're going to have to be a little bit more specific and answer some of my questions. How do I know that your side is the right side? Just because it's your family on that side doesn't mean it's the right side.
Give me a persuasion check.
Not one. turns into a 4.
You see Apple stands up from her kneeling. You have insulted her. And she says,
how do you know that family is the right side? Beans, blood is all that I know.
And she turns around and she disappears with the Briar Knight. And I need everyone to give me perception checks.
Oh, holy fuck. 9, 11, 19.
Beans, since you're outside, you can tell, like, the wind is starting to shift a little bit. You smell something burning.
Can I look around to see if I see anything on fire? Can I look
You smell something burning. You, with that 19, you start looking around.
Is it, like, close or is it, like, distant?
It's very slight. You sniff around. You see that, like, the lights have gotten, like, a little bit brighter in the city. Mm-hmm. And you realize that there is, like, the front door of the Weatherfeathers' house is engulfed in flames. And I'm going to need everyone to roll initiative.
Oh, no!
As you all see seeping into the house now through the front door is smoke. So here's what we're going to do. So you all are at the bottom floor. Beans, you're still outside, but you're on the bottom floor. There is a certain amount of time that you have until the fire engulfs the house. You can decide what you want to do, whether that be escaping, getting things out of the house, helping people out of the house. At the end of each round, we're going to roll to see if something bad happens. We're also going to roll to see if something good happens. You guys are sitting down at the table inside the house, and you see Toby go, oh, fire, fire, fire. We get it. Oh, Governor Frey. You see Maeve, like, cleaning stuff up, like getting some things. Buddy goes to, like, the sink and, like, starts, like, getting some water to, like, throw onto the fire. What are the initiative rolls?
16.
18.
9.
How important is Body Knock to us?
I think he's a goner.
I was literally going to reach into the cabinet and chuck and grasp him.
Oh, I was. Oh, hang on. I was thinking we just, like, lock the cabinet.
Yeah, I
know that's a little fucked up, but, like.
Okay, we're going to go first with Sawyer. Sawyer, what do you want to do?
Take a vessel that Buddy has filled up and dump it on the fire.
Okay, cool. So as you get the vessel, we're going to do, like, a little bit of movement stuff. Mm-hmm. So basically there are 4 ladders that you have to climb to get out. Mm-hmm. Once you, like, go up the 4th ladder, you're, like, out. I'm going to say you can get a vessel and then go up to the, like, 2nd floor. So, like, the floor above mm-hmm. where you're at right now. I'm going to say, like, each floor is, like, 30 feet. So you grabbing that is probably good. If you dash, I'll allow you to get up to the third floor.
Which is where the fire is?
It's like at the top floor now.
Is the third floor the fourth top floor? Okay, got it.
The fourth floor is where the fire is right now.
And then is that, yeah, so I will just dash and get as close as I can.
Yeah, okay, cool. The Weaselbee boys, they are going to follow suit, and they are going to get some water and dash with you, so they're going to be right behind you.
Then we need to form an assembly line.
Yeah.
Okay, stop where you are.
Yes.
Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Space yourselves evenly apart so we can run those buckets back and forth to each other.
Good thinking. So we get, we'll put Toby on the bottom floor. We'll put Lee on the second floor. And then, so right now it's Toby, first floor, Lee, second floor, Sawyer, you're on the third floor, right?
Okay. And Buddy on sink.
Buddy's on sink, yes.
Great.
And so that is the Weaselbee's turn. Next is going to be Beans.
Beans is going to run into Miss Weatherfeather and be like, Mrs. Weatherfeather, what is really important in this house that I can help you get? I am very fast.
Well, you know, if you could get any, like Chet's things from his room, if anything looks valuable in there, or I don't think, maybe some jewelry or something.
Okay.
She just kind of tells you more valuable things, maybe. Mm-hmm. And if you want, you can make some, investigation check to see, like, what would be important. So that would be, like, birth certificates, money, and other, like, valuables.
One more thing, Miss Weatherfeather. You got a lock that I can put on this sink cabinet?
No, we don't.
Don't worry about it.
She looks into a drawer and she, like, takes out, like, a padlock.
Oh, fuck yeah. I lock body knock into the cabinet.
Okay, I'm all for, you know, anti-cop, but burning someone alive is a little insane. But you know what? Fuck it. Let's go for it.
Time.
Fuck it.
It's better than him running away and telling people.
True. We can question it later.
Hey, he still has a fighting chance. I don't know what he can do in there.
Okay.
Yeah, can we spread this fire?
Yeah.
I essentially want to run through the house with our owl cat bag and try to collect their valuables. I would say we looked through the baby book of Chet's photo, of Chet's baby photos. So stuff that we already saw, can I get then make a, I don't know, investigation
to see
if I can get any more valuable things. I'm only going to spend one turn doing this. So
yeah. And I know with, all your movement, you can move pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, I was assuming that I can move all through the house. 18.
You find tons of valuable things. Things in the photos, things that you think that would mean nothing to you, but you can tell, in the photos, they've had them for a long time. You throw those in the bag. You find, several wads of cash that they have, stored. And Maeve is you can take the cash. Yeah, take that with you. Please. Save it whatever you can. You officially do a really, really good job of saving a lot of their valuables right now.
Great. I'm doing this specifically because I feel so guilty that that I know there's no saving this house.
This is all our fault. Wait, there is saving this house.
Okay, you obviously haven't had enough experience with fire, Sawyer.
Esta.
I want to grab another vessel of water, and I'm going to Misty Step all the way to the top.
Okay, cool.
I can see it.
Yeah. You get up there. Esta, you are so here's the deal.
I'll be final step in the assembly line.
So now that you're at the top, Esta, the top is filled with smoke. And you can get there, but it is going to be difficult terrain. So movement's going to be cut in half. You can't really see a lot of stuff right now, but you can tell where fires are. And it'll be a little bit more dangerous up here. So you are being effective. I can just tell you right now for encounter sake, doing the water is an effective strategy. Mm-hmm. It's going to get harder and more dangerous the longer you stay in here. But I mean, that's just kind of comes at the cost of saving the house.
Also, for encounter reasons, is the only exit through the fourth floor? Is that the only way we can get out of the house is running up through the fourth floor and getting onto the...
As the house is an upside down house, there's not really a good way. I mean, unless y'all can figure out how to climb, it might be some hard checks. And the penalty would be falling down into an abyss. Mm-hmm. But if y'all could pass some checks of climbing out, that would be good. But you think right now that going through it might be the lesser of two evils or the easiest of two things, is going to the door. Right now, the easiest thing would be to leave.
Yeah.
And just run out of the door. You guys know that for sure. As the house is beginning to fill with smoke, and if you end your turn on a level that is on fire, you're going to have to make a dexterity saving throw so that you don't you know, fall through a crack or like you get burned by some fire. So that's why I need you to make a dexterity saving throw. DC right now is going to be a 12 as the fire is just starting to get started.
Dirty 20.
Awesome. You are prancing around this fire. You're throwing these buckets as these buckets are getting moved up. And next is going to be Margie's turn. Margie is going to join Buddy in getting water out. So just to tell you right now, there was like a certain amount of rounds you had to complete to like save the house. Because you came up with like this cool assembly line thing, that number is going to go down now. So it's going to be quicker to save the house.
We can save this house.
We can do this.
And okay, so Margie is now helping with that. So it's the end of the round. I'm going to need y'all to make two different rolls. So the first roll is we're going to see if something bad happens. That is going to be...
We can skip that roll if we wanted to, right?
But yeah, how do we skip that roll? Why can we skip that roll?
We did so good.
Wait, what did Margie do?
She's like helping Buddy with like the...
Oh yeah, you said that, sorry.
Okay.
So I need someone to roll a d20, and we're gonna... You don't want a 14 or below.
Oh, that's hot. Yeah, you got it. Okay.
Two.
All right.
Two.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna need someone to roll a d6.
Well, I mean, hey. If we were going to get lower than that, might as well go extra low.
Five.
That's good, right? That's good, right?
I think they're all bad.
So...
Oh, yeah. That makes
sense. On a five, a chunk of the fourth floor falls out. So, Esta, I'm going to need you to make another dexterity saving throw. DC 14.
I hope you make it.
Oh, 17.
Okay. Nice. The floor is getting weaker. Esta, as she's dancing around, throwing water onto the ground, trying to put this fire out, she lands on a spot and, like, a large part of the floor, like, falls out as the fires are getting hotter and warmer and the smoke is getting thicker. The smoke starts to travel down to the third floor. So now, Sawyer, you are covered in smoke. And also, we're going to roll another d20 to see if something good will happen.
Okay.
We want a 17.
We want a 17.
17 or higher.
Okay, here it is. 20! Yes!
Okay, yes! Cool. So that will come into effect at the end of this coming round.
Okay.
That is very, very good. That is very
good. Yes. Also, I gave y'all both Bardic last... do y'all remember if you have Bardic? Do you remember if you used it?
I think I did. I'm two bardics down,
so I know that I gave you each one.
I think I used it because it's not marked on my thing.
I didn't get one.
Okay, sorry. So Sawyer, it's your turn. I'll just say, basically, you can choose to like keep doing the assembly line thing, which will help out the house. And I mean, is there anything else you want to do? Just basically, the thing with you staying on this floor is you'll have to make a dex save to not... get like burned.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. How many have any buckets come through yet? Or like,
I'm gonna say like y'all are like simultaneously, like this is a kind of a constant thing.
Okay. The turtles.
So okay. Do you want to do anything about the
turtles? Are above us, right?
Yeah.
I guess all we can do is do what we're already doing and put out the fire.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Toby goes, oh yeah, we're gonna get some turtle soup after this.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. We're doing good.
Everyone's doing good.
Jumping those around the entrance, I guess.
Toby, we gotta talk about that. You can't be saying that stuff.
Sorry, you know, I am trying to do better at where I should put dark humor.
Oh. We're gonna talk about
this. Let's keep it positive for now.
Okay.
Okay.
No turtle soup.
I see you, Todd. I see you dodge the chunk, and I say, nice footwork, Esta, and I give you a bardic while you're up there.
Thank you.
I'm all out of inspiration to offer anyone else. What else am I going to do? That was my bonus action, and my action is going to be to keep handing water. Is that true? Like, is that the action?
Yeah, that is to keep doing the water.
Yep, that's what I do.
Okay, cool. I'm going to need you to make a dex saving throw. This time, it's going to be a 14.
Nat 20,
woo! Great. This is just to avoid fires that are starting to pop up on this floor so you don't get burned.
Yeah, and I don't spill a drop.
Yeah. You guys are being very efficient right now. So next is going to be the Weaselbee boys. They're not in any danger right now. They're just going to keep passing buckets. Next is Beans.
Can I take out my Rocky Talkie? our walkie-talkie, not the one that we took from the city guard,
because yeah,
we do have those.
I've put
a big piece of like blue tape on it that says, that says "Do not use."
Do not use. We'll call Governor Fran.
We've kind of established that you can like scan like stations on this.
Yes, yes.
True, we did
on the airship.
I thought you were going to say, like, the shit you tried to pull with Lord of the Rathis' room of, like, you know, we can, like, you know, like, video chat or something. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, you can, like, change channels.
Yeah, no, I mean, like,
yeah,
like,
you can change channels.
Because on the airship, we, like, called in of, like, day.
Yeah, we've established.
It's like in that Superman movie where the hologram is made out of rocks.
Yeah.
Can I try to scan? I don't think I can really help aid in this assembly line. It feels like it's good.
Everyone's manning their stations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to use like my full turn essentially to see if I can scan first to like the fantasy equivalent of like 911/fire station to try to call in reinforcements.
Yeah.
Of like emergency. The Weatherfeathers house is on fire. We need all units. All units. Please help. Please help. There are children and women inside and an old man who is just as valuable as women and children. many foster kids inside.
You are saying that, like, I assume, like, repeating, like, through channels. You're just, like, changing the channel, saying that.
Yeah.
Changing the channel, saying that. Give me a, I guess, persuasion.
The government set this house on fire, and the government's gonna put it out.
21.
Nice. Sweet.
Yes.
You don't hear anyone like call out or anything. You're giving like what's going on. You're giving the address. You like the Weatherfeathers. You probably know that in this area, people know who's who. I won't say anything.
Yep.
But yeah, stuff is good.
But can I use a second portion of this turn to click to the Brimstone Boys channel?
Sure.
Oh.
And I go, Chet Weatherfeather. How far are you away from your home? I know you're out on the mission right now.
Well, you know, we're pretty far. I guess Kato is on, like I think it's on the other side of Eldravale right
now. How fast can that hammerhead love boat get to your home?
It might take, like, 3 days or something.
Oh, no.
Why, what's going on? Is everything cool?
Never mind. I clicked.
Okay, see ya.
Damn.
Okay.
3 days. Never mind.
All right, so that's...
Talk to you later.
That's Beans' turn.
I'll let you know the outcome.
Later. I'll call you in a little bit.
You see Mam goes, oh, is that Chet? Was he on the phone?
No, he didn't pick up. It was just nails.
Whatever.
They
were busy. Hey, you know... Y'all have fun, you know.
Y'all have fun standing in front of her burning home.
For a moment, I think maybe we should let it burn.
No. This is a woman who sent her son to Brimstone.
Maeve and Buddy are still going to be helping with the buckets. Esta, yeah, you go.
Okay.
You can choose to like use your action to help with the buckets if you want to do anything else. It seems to be working. You seem to be effectively putting out a lot of the fires. But just at the end of this turn, if you don't leave this floor, you'll have a dex save.
Yeah. Okay. They've been going pretty good so far, so I'm just gonna stay and keep rolling to put out the fire.
Cool.
Okay.
Just a dex save now for the to not get burned.
Okay.
This is gonna be a DC 14.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, it's 15.
Nice.
15, you succeed. So, Margie, still helping out with the buckets. So, that brings us to the end of the turn. First things first, we're going to see if something bad happens. I need you to roll a d20. We don't want anything below a 16. So, 16
below. What about our nat 20 from earlier?
So, we're getting there.
Okay. Okay,
we don't want anything below a 16.
Yeah, 16 or below,
I think it's your turn, Campbell, to roll.
Why did you?
Because it's a chance. Who cares?
Yeah, it's a 6.
Okay. So, I need you guys to roll another d6.
I'll roll this one.
Yeah. Tell us what happens.
Last time, you guys got a 5 and a chunk flew out of the fourth floor.
2.
A chunk out of the second floor falls out. So, I believe that is Lee. Lee is going to roll a dex saving throw. It's going to be a DC 13. He's going to add nothing to this. I'll roll in front of the table. He gets a 7.
Oh, no.
You see part of the ground on the second floor. Lee is like reaching to go grab a bucket from Toby, and part of the ground just collapses as the smoke is like starting to pour into the second floor as well. And now Lee is hanging on, like trying not to fall into the abyss.
The abyss or just the next floor of the house?
The house is like kind of like pyramid shaped.
Yeah,
it's like an inverted ziggurat.
Below each floor is like abyss.
I didn't know that when my foot fell through the floor. I can take 10 feet of falling damage, you know? I was like...
Not quite.
Okay, maybe I should get off the first floor.
The smoke is pouring into the house. You guys are throwing water on all of these fires. And then, Esther, you on the fourth floor, you hear a knock, and you hear a voice go, "Hey, do y'all need some help?" And the door opens and the Tortle family is there. And also behind them is a large group of neighbors with like pails of buckets. And also like you guys see like Lee just get like lifted up from the hole. And you see like another Arakakra helping him back into the house. And like they have a bucket and they start throwing pails onto the fires. And sure enough, like the entire neighborhood comes in and starts like helping y'all put out the fires. So that was the nat 20.
Yes!
We love the community. We love the community coming together.
You got me.
Oh my god.
Are you crying too?
Yeah, I love the community coming together.
It's like that scene in Godzilla.
Godzilla minus one.
Oh my god.
You guys, sure enough, the neighborhood comes in and is helping y'all out. I just kind of narrate the next like 20 minutes of you guys like put together.
Gonna narrate for 20 minutes.
No. Like what happens over the next 20 minutes is guys put out the fires, the house stays put together, and then like you can get everything out of the Alcat bus bag.
Yes.
After a while, some of the neighbors like they get some like little snacks and stuff. Everyone takes a little break. And then they leave and they're like, "All right, y'all, anytime, you know, hey, make sure we like to take care. You know, we're all our houses are connected here. So, if one house goes down, then, a lot of them go down." you see the Tortle, like one of the guy at the Tortle, like he had still has his PJs on. He goes up to Maeve and is like, "Maeve, what happened? You know, you get the stove left on, or you know what happened?" And Maeve just says, like, "Well, I guess I just slipped my mind, but I think everything's okay for right now."
No, stir the pot, Maeve.
She goes, "Well, it's been a long night. You know, we'll talk about it later." And then the Tortle leaves. And Maeve turns to look at you all and says, "Well, are we going to go get Governor Frey right now, or are we going to go kill his ass?"
Yeah, I was thinking so. I would like to bring something up. I did padlock body knock under the sink thinking that this house is going to burn. And so he's in fact still there.
I feel like it works better if the house didn't burn down.
We wanted to protect them or something. Uh-huh.
Okay, since
we can also just leave. Actually, I guess I don't want him in my house.
Should we toss him out the window? I was thinking... Yeah,
did we get any information out of him of how to... Oh, we could steal his armor and then use it to sneak in.
Well, okay, about the whole sneaking in thing, I do have a plan with that, but...
Okay, then let's just toss him over the fucking edge.
Should we just take the armor?
Well, it might be hard to get him out of his armor before we throw him over the side.
She goes, Maeve goes, "Buddy, do you want to... You can take care of him if you want. Is that cool? You know, Buddy can take... Buddy can do the dirty work."
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Buddy goes, "Yep.
My dad always takes out the trash in our family, too."
Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks.
No. That sounds great. All right.
That's good.
We're going to get down, Buddy. We're going to go down the street, and we'll meet you there at the HQ. And Buddy goes, "Yep." And
oh, Buddy.
Love this guy.
Maeve goes, "All right. Well, I think I should take you guys down the street, and we can discuss things further." Yeah.
Wait. What time is it?
It is like 10:30.
Okay, guys, I need I don't have a lot of specifics, but something bad is going to happen when the clock strikes 11.
11?
And they're going to come for you. And I point at Margie. And
what?
I go,
hey!
I'm just telling you.
Don't point at her.
Why are you mad at me? No, I'm trying to help you.
You know, I feel like a two-finger point, you know, is a lot kinder.
Okay, I'll do three fingers just for extra kindness. There you go.
That's pretty soft.
I'm telling you this because Apple and the Briar Knight, I think, are coming for Margie at 11.
Well, we won't be here at 11. We'll be gone.
Sawyer, I have bad news. They can find us, and they will find us. So we just need to be prepared at 11. Okay. It's not going to be good, but I already stood my ground and said, fuck you, Apple. And it.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
I told Apple that Apple told me that if I wanted to be on the right side, I should give over Margie. And I said, well, maybe the side your family is on is not always the right side. And let's just say it didn't land well.
Then what did she say? Did it go hard? Did her response go really hard?
It did. It did. It was something to the effect of like blood is all I know or something.
Fuck, that's really good.
Yeah. So if you can imagine,
shit, that goes hard.
If you can imagine that, she was that passionate about it, I don't think she is going to take it easy on us.
Well, okay. Then let's be somewhere that's not the Weatherfeathers' home at 11. It's been through enough.
Maeve goes, I guess we'll just have to work quick then. And
honestly, if we could be like right in front of Governor Frey, then maybe like maybe he could take some. Maybe we could make it messy.
Yeah, collateral damage.
Yeah.
If it's gonna get messy, fuck it, get messy.
Margie is gonna kind of walk up to you, Beans, and say,
are you going to hit me? I didn't do it. I'm just messenger.
No, I mean,
okay.
You stood up for me, and that means a lot to me. And I know that you and Sawyer were at odds whenever we kind of like first got this thing going. But I just want to let you know that thank you. And I mean, I know that you didn't have to do that and that it's really hard to go against your family. And she gives you a hug.
Oh. I sit there with my arms out for a second of like, what the fuck? And then I hug her back. And I go, hey, I don't want anything bad to happen to you, even if you're not going to tell me why I should help you. But
what was that?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
We should help everyone. If they need it.
Sawyer, isn't that what I am doing?
Yeah.
I'm just saying sometimes it would be easier if I knew things, but nobody tells me anything around here.
It's all good now, isn't it?
Sure, Esta.
Because we're all going to fight it together.
Well, until we're all dead, but that's fine.
We'll be fine, Beans.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to die.
Well, I'm not going to die, but you guys might.
We're tough as hell.
Well, that is what you are about to face, so.
Maeve goes, all right, kids, enough chit-chat. We got to get going.
Okay,
and, agreed. She's got a little like bit more determined look on her. She's got a stronger stride now. She starts taking y'all down these city blocks. Beans, you see that it's dark outside, but you don't see Apple, and you don't see the Briar Knight.
Are all the Weaselbee kids with us?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll make sure to give everyone high fives for their endurance during this.
You guys walk down the street, and you guys have only been in the city for so long, but you guys find yourselves going down like a familiar path, not too far from the house, until you guys come across the stables.
Yes.
And Maeve knocks on the door. She doesn't get a response. And she opens the door, and you guys all walk in. Give me perception checks.
18.
15.
15. Ooh, yes, yes. Finally, I see something.
Finally, you've perceived.
Jared just played the boom.
Who got the highest one?
Me, I got an 18.
So Sawyer, you are walking around. And I don't think you're going to Esther and Beans, you guys see the horses are still there. The Pegasi are still there. They seem a little restless.
Oh. Snorting, stomping.
And you guys know that a platoon was sent after Rija. Sawyer goes down, like finds some stairs and like starts going up the stairs. And Sawyer, you see a dead guard on like...
That's right.
The steps.
Okay.
You probably like call everyone over.
Yeah.
And there's a dead guard there. You guys go up the steps more. You see another dead guard. And then you guys kind of get into this like house looking place that seems to be pretty lived in. There's still some cups here and there. You would think that this probably looks like where Priscilla actually lived with Rija. And then you hear some like shuffling and like some like a hubbub in like a room down the hall. And then the door opens and a guard runs out and starts running towards y'all. Give me roll initiative.
Does he?
Nat 20.
Whoa.
Fuck yeah.
I got a 3.
7.
Okay. Esta, what do you want to do to this guy?
Magic missile him. I don't.
You raise up your hand, go to magic missile him, and as like two bolts like hit his chest before like, I think it's, you have 3 bolts, right?
Yeah.
Before the third bolt can hit him, his like head just gets like sliced off from behind and his body falls to the ground. Yo. And there standing behind him is Rija, like covered in blood. And she goes, oh, so girl, sorry.
I thought they took you.
No. They came to my house and...
It looks like they tried, but they failed.
They did. Sorry, we're not going to be able to ride Pegasi tonight, it looks like.
That is not why we came back.
That's not why we're here.
Oh.
Yeah. You know they have Priscilla, right?
We were with her when they took her. They attacked us too.
Okay, they have her.
But we're going to help get her back.
She looks at Maeve. Maeve looks at her and she goes... Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, maybe they could help us out. And Rija goes, okay, yeah, let's go get her back.
So we are riding the Pegasi.
Are you sure we can't take the Pegasi with us?
After all.
You guys.
We could also walk. That would be fine.
You guys go back down to the stables and you guys are like walking around. The Pegasi seem to have calmed down. Rija takes you guys to like a different little like into one of the stables. It's an empty stable. She moves some hay. There is a like trap door at the bottom. She lifts it up and there's some stairs that go down. And Rija and Maeve go down. And you guys are now in this room where there are like different freaking swords line the walls. There are like these outfits. There are like maps of the cities. There are like maps of the governor's building. You guys see hanging on like one of the outfits, there's like a little symbol and it has like a crown on it. And you guys know that this might be part of like the silver crown.
I was gonna say, is it silver?
At this point, you guys are all in this room. Buddy has now come in and joined y'all. Buddy goes, trash got taken. I took the trash out. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Weatherfeather.
No, yeah.
I salute him.
He's dead, just so y'all know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you throw him off a cliff?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right. Now, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. He's dead, just so you know.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
cool.
Mr. Weatherfeather.
Yeah,
all appreciate good. You.
All right. Yeah. Y'all want any snacks in here? We got snacks in here.
Yes, please.
Oh, all right, cool.
Oh, yeah.
I would like a snack.
I'm going to say at this point, y'all can get a short rest.
Yes.
So, in this room, as I said, there are weapons, there are outfits. Do you guys see a bunch of masks and stuff on the wall? Esta, you remember, probably don't want to be recognized. There's a guy in there who knows your dad. And you guys see a bunch of potions lining the wall. You guys see some like rope, some like grapple things. And Maeve goes, all right, girls. Well, this and Weasel B and a girl and your friends. So
interesting.
Kiddos, perhaps?
Kiddos. Gender neutral terms, kiddos.
Love that.
Feel free to grab anything you want. You know, customize it however you want. We probably got another 15 minutes here before we want to get into the sky and make our way up there. I know that.
Get into the sky, just out of curiosity.
Well, I mean, with Reach's consent, you know, we'll probably hop you on some Pegasi.
Yes. Okay. That sounds cool. That's
awesome.
That's cool. It's whatever.
And she kind of dives into this plan of flying up to the governor's tower. She details how the prison where Priscilla and possibly Margie's father is being held is actually in the mountain, because you know that the governor's tower is like an upside down tower, but it's like attached to the overarching mountain. Mm-hmm. It's probably inside there. So you guys need to get to like the top of the mountain. And there are buildings surrounding the tower that have guards. There are guards on the tower. You guys won't be able to get to fly directly onto the tower. You're going to have to fly onto a nearby tower and then jump from that tower to the governor's building. Maeve and Buddy will offer cover as you guys are flying in, but you guys still need to be stealthy. Once you get in, you probably have to go through a couple floors until you get into the prison block, where then you can find them. And then once you get to the same floor that you guys entered on, you guys will be extracted and make your way out. And that is the plan that you guys have all come up with. You guys are free to move around this room. Please tell me what you want to put on, what kind of outfit you want to look at. If you want to look at potions, I'll tell you what potions they got. They have a lot of good ones. And
Angel Dust?
No, except for Angel Dust. And you didn't buy that at the school. That's only at the school.
Yeah, and invented that.
They're gonna rip you apart in the Discord.
Yeah, tell me what outfits you guys want to wear. Also, I'll say just real quick, Beans, you can feel the like wooden dagger in your pocket has been like kind of thrumming a little bit more since your conversation with Apple.
Can I pull it out and look at it?
Yeah, and you take it out and look at it, and you feel going all the way back to whenever you first got to Kato and you said that your connection to hell felt like a little stronger. You feel like angry looking at this. Mm-hmm. Feel like your rage starts to bubble over a little bit as you're looking at this. And it seems like it's kind of shifting in your hand a little bit. But there's still something that needs to happen before this kind of like, it feels like it wants to like show itself to you, but it doesn't feel like comfortable around you yet.
Shy?
It's a little shy. Yeah.
How do I make the wooden dagger feel comfortable?
It feels like your connection to hell. Once you get, I think, a little bit closer to hell.
Okay, I shove it back in my skin pocket.
Yeah, you shove it back in your skin pocket.
I know. So I've had like cloth wraps around my arms and like legs. I want to upgrade them to sick black leather wraps.
Sweet.
To be like sturdier. And then I put my Frogmont blazer back over it. No, I haven't been wearing that.
The baby goes, you know, we probably want to be a little discreet.
Okay, fine. I'll put it back in the bag.
Essa's going to pick out an all black outfit because she wears very shiny fabric most of the time.
Kind of iridescent for the stealth mission.
Uh-huh. So she's going to pick out like an all black like outfit. And then she's going to grab a mask if there was like.
Oh, yeah, Beans is going to grab a ski mask.
Yeah.
You can holes.
Feel free to describe what your mask looks like.
I don't know. I feel like Essa would just go for the superhero, like with the eyes. Like
hell yeah. You
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I don't have any weapons.
Okay.
And everything I do is very loud. So I'm going to pick up a long sword, which I'm proficient in because I'm a high elf.
Hell yeah.
Nice. I'm looking at Esther's cool mask. I'm like, should we choose something like a little scarier, like little personas? Oh.
Do we need something scarier? Are there any that are a dragon?
Yeah, like there are the ones
like leather
that are like full, like made out of wood that would cover your entire face. There's anything that's like plastic. There's, I don't know, fucking ski masks. There is cloth. There is anything that you want is there.
I want a leather half mask made of leather.
Fuck
that's like the shape, like the snout of a blue dragon.
Hell yeah.
Do I look cool?
Yeah, you look really cool.
Yeah, you're making me want to look cooler than my, I don't know, the ski mask may be doing something for me. Like, I just imagine, like,
I think it looks
eyes, and he's cut holes for his ears.
Yeah, you're a little cat burglar.
And his little, and a little hole for his, like, snout.
Yeah, that's cute.
Okay, I also want, I want to, like, upgrade my, like, Arcano Ball bracers, like, if, into, like, just, like, maybe I find other bracers and, like, kind of combine them.
Okay.
And put them over so they're covering my whole, forearms, maybe similar to Beans, like, some sort of, like, black leather, like, something that I could, like, block a hit with or something like that. I want a black cape with a hood that kind of, like, envelops me, and clasps at my neck. And then I get out. I already have my black grease paint. So I'm going to smear that down my cheeks. I hide their beautiful round rosiness with some stealthy paint. And I want to find some like spiked cleats.
Okay.
I don't know if mechanically can this...
What do you want it to do?
My walking speed is 25 speed, 25 feet, because I'm a halfling. So I would like this to give me a walking speed of 30 feet.
Sure.
I don't know how big of an ask that is.
Sure. I don't. If you can change your walking speed on D&D Beyond.
I guess we don't really use that.
We don't really use that much.
Okay, then how about if I unarmed strike with them, like a kick? I can kick somebody with him.
Sure, yeah, sure.
Okay, I can kick somebody with him and do, I don't know, like extra damage.
Yeah.
If I do it with my cleats.
Yeah. Cool.
And hopefully they'll help, I don't know, just for flavor. They'll help if we're climbing up walls or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I have kind of badass spiked cleats that would really hurt if I kicked you with them. Is there some sort of there's maintenance equipment for weapons and stuff in this as well, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Like they would have tools to maintain your weapons.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody turns around and Sawyer still has the classic handle of her ornate family heirloom longsword poking out. And when she draws her sword, it's no longer an arcano ball bat. It is a razor sharp longsword blade.
Hell yeah.
Woo.
Hell yeah. Dope. All right.
Wait, can I go look at the potions?
Yes. You see on these potions, Maeve is over here. Actually, no, this is Buddy's. This is Buddy's thing. So he shows all these to you, and you can take all of these.
Whoa.
First thing he shows you is a potion of max power, which this all spells do max damage for a minute.
I pass that to Esta.
Yeah.
He shows you a potion of giant's strength. That means your strength score goes to 21 for an hour.
Mm.
I pass that to Sawyer.
He gives you...
already pretty strong.
Well, wouldn't you like to be stronger?
Yeah, I guess.
Two potions of invisibility, which will last for 10 minutes. And it ends if you attack or cast a spell.
Yeah. I think I might pass those out to... Oh, I don't know. I'm going to keep them.
They also know that this is a big... This is so dangerous. The kind of weight is coming down on y'all, how big this is. They are getting these, very strong buffs. And also, it's been a long day. He opens up, a safe and pulls out two potions. One of them is a potion of long rest. So somebody can just take a long rest right now by drinking that potion. Then he also pulls out a potion of growth. So the person who drinks it will grow to the large status. So Beans and Sawyer, you guys are small. Mm-hmm. Esta and basically all normal people are medium. The Briar Knight is medium big. Large is 10 feet tall. You'll grow to 10 feet tall. Your strength becomes 25. Your hit points are doubled. Your reach is increased by 5. And when rolling damage, you use 3 times the usual dice. It will only last 30 seconds, which is 5 rounds. So this is kind of a last resort thing. And also, you're going to make a con save at the end of it to not, pass out. So he hands you all to these.
I swap out the giant one with
the growth.
The growth to Sawyer. I go, you might need that more than me.
Yeah, because I'm already pretty strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is it the potion of hill giant? Right, you said 21.
Yeah, an hour? Hill giant.
Okay, I'm just trying to.
I mean, also, I've adjusted some of the times and stuff.
That's fine. I just want more of a reminder of what I have, so I'll clarify, but that's the closest.
Were there any other potions that nobody took?
I was just going to grab all of them.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. You can take all.
But if somebody's I would want that. I think the only thing that I need a long rest for is for my rage. Everything else just reset. So if there's something that...
I long rest for my telekinetic stuff, but I do have a lot of psionic energy.
Okay. I feel like we save that because we could also, we could drink that in the middle of a battle, right? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any healing? Did you say healing?
You guys get 3 potions of... You get 3 potions of greater healing.
Okay.
So we'll just each
take one? Everybody take 1 potion of greater healing for themselves. Easy. What could go wrong?
Can Toby or Lee heal? Hey, Toby and Lee.
They're good.
Can either of y'all
heal?
No, just...
I thought you meant can they heal?
No, just for planning, just for strategy reasons.
Toby and Lee go, Toby goes, nope.
Don't worry. Athletic training is it's a high level
athletic training.
Or yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not taking my.
So I'm an athletic trainer in training.
Yeah.
So that's why cool. I can.
Yeah.
Heal.
That's pretty cool. How are you doing? I feel like you and I haven't talked a lot. This is
no, we haven't.
No.
I think your whole thing is cool, and we, you know, whenever you passed out on the ship.
Yeah, no, it was a nice nap, but it sounds like it didn't go good.
Well, it made everyone really value your skill.
Uh-huh. Really?
We missed you out there. But those orbs that you invented, did you invent those?
Yeah. No, I'm just kind of workshopping those.
They saved us.
Yeah.
Beans just stuffed them in the tube.
Good.
Yeah.
I want them to be like, you know, pretty easy to use.
Yeah, they if we could do it.
Yeah. What happens if you eat one?
Oh.
You don't want to know.
Okay. I just wanted to ask for it.
I mean, I'll tell you. It's diarrhea for 4 weeks.
I didn't.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, wow. Blue
diarrhea for 4 weeks.
Blue diarrhea.
Blue diarrhea.
Oh, Esther would love that.
No, ew.
We need to keep this in mind for a prank.
Esther loves blue diarrhea. Oh, what? Like in Lord of the Rathus's tea?
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Right. Toby, can we get some of those?
Yeah, sure. He hands you like three.
Yes. Orbs.
Write that down. Three orbs.
Diarrhea.
Maeve gathers you all up. She goes, all right, kids, everyone is like decked out and they're like all black. They're masks. They got like little weapons and stuff. You guys got your potions. She goes, all right, so basically how it's going to work is the large group of our Frogmont kiddos, our Weaselbeak kiddos, and Rhesia, you guys will all be infiltrating the tower. Buddy and I are going to be covering you all from the skies as we fly in. Rhesia, you can take the next section. And Rhesia takes over. She goes, yeah, all right. So let's go back upstairs and let's see who wants who with a Pegasi. You know, we can match you all up.
Oh, my goodness.
And you guys go back upstairs. Which kind of Pegasus are you looking for?
I'm looking for the green one.
I want to tug on Regia's, like, armor or shirt or whatever and go,
yeah, what's going on?
Miss Rhesia, I know that this one might be tough, but I was wondering just to see if the one in the big steel door might like me. I feel a very strong connection to hell.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I could try. It's fine. I know. I was just wondering if maybe we could see if they liked me.
Well, that's going to be Lucy. And let's go see what she's got. I have a feeling that you guys could probably fit.
Oh.
So she walks to the steel door where the nightmare is. And she unlocks the door, opens it up, and you can see that this is like a nice stall. Like the steel door is there for like protection of people who wander in. It's a very nice stall. It's very spacious. You can see that the egg is still there. She's like resting on the egg, like keeping it warm.
Oh.
She gets up, like black horse with like, you can kind of see like through its skin a little bit. It has like this like glowing bones, kind of like this heart is on fire and its mane is pure fire. It's red. Its eyes burn with like red fire. And it just like walks up to you on it, snorts at you, and fire bursts out of its nostrils. Give me an animal handling check.
I want to hold my hand out to its nuzzle, and I want to let a flicker of infernal flames pop into my eyes.
Yeah.
Hello, Lucy. 13.
You kind of you stick your hand out.
Not with
and me. Then your in your pocket, your kind of wooden dagger that's been glowing red and looks like there's embers inside starts like thrumming harder. And roll, give me another roll with advantage.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
A 13. It kind of lifts its head up at you. It seems interested. And this horse, Lucy, will allow you to ride it. But that doesn't mean that she is in any way likes you. She's like, okay, I understand the situation.
We can bond over the course of time.
Yeah. So that's Beans. Esther Sawyer.
You're getting the green one.
Yeah, that's the one I carried here. And it's got that Frogmont School spirit. I am a little worried about its greenery. I kind of imagine it like white with like green, I don't know, coloring. So not the stealthiest Pegasus. I go and find like a step stool or some sort of like little stair stepper and put it next to it and climb up it and just like fling myself sideways to like drape myself across it.
Margie like comes up and like helps you get onto the horse. And she goes and she like pats the horse, rubs its nose and is like, see ya on the other side as we, you know, we're flying out there. I don't know how much we're going to be able to talk.
Yeah. Should we be on separate Pegasus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, were you offering that we could be on the same Pegasus?
I don't really know the Pegasus rules.
We could ask.
We could go ask.
Do you want me to ask?
Yeah, I am. The direction that she was pushing me, I like go the rest of the way and like like slide back off. I slide head first off.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, like if they're coming after me at like 11, it would be good if I'm with someone, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You guys go to Rija and Margie goes, hey, can we... you can ask her.
Oh, okay. You can.
It's your Pegasus. It's your Pegasus.
Oh no, it's not my Pegasus. I just carried its egg.
Rija goes. What can I help you with?
What are the Pegasus rules?
Well, I mean, you guys are both very small, so we could put 2-1.
Yeah,
if y'all want.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what we were asking. Okay, great. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, give me an animal handling check as you get on the Pegasus.
Wow! Okay, 17. I have -1 to animal handling, but I got a 17. I'm 18 on the die. So
give me with advantage because Margie's helping you too. Just in case you get something crazy.
Just in case. Nat 20. Oh, wait, let me choose a different dice. Nat 20 right here. Nat 20 right here. 10. Oh, I saw the zero and I was like.
This horse giddily greets you, shakes their head, nods their head. You hop up on there. You saddle it.
Did I do well enough that it would maybe let me put some black grease paint on its
head? Yeah. It lets you put some grass, black grease paint on it under its eyes.
Wait, Esta, how much of your face does your mask cover?
About like, it like goes
the
like
nose down.
I don't know, Esta. I feel like I could see, I don't know. Your chin, your, I don't know, Esta. I think it could be time. It could be time.
I said the first, I said Arcano Vault Championships and I meant it.
Ugh. Not even stealth mission. Okay, I put some on Toby and Lee.
They gladly accept it.
Okay, once Margie and I are up on the Pegasus, I'll offer her some too.
Yeah, she puts some underneath her eyes.
Nice.
And Esta.
What was the Pegasus that I described? Was it like a blue jay?
That's really good. I do not remember.
I think so.
It was some. I described like a really pretty bird. I'm just gonna get. I'm gonna get on the one. I'm gonna say that it was. I'm gonna say that it was a blue jay.
I know there's like we talked about a macaw, but that wasn't yours. That was
no. Yours. I think I was just describing
was
just different birds.
We were just throwing out birds.
I just got excited about birds. I think it was a blue jay. So I'm gonna get on my on a blue jay Pegasus.
Classic color move.
Give me a animal handling check.
I have a -2 to animal handling, so everybody
roll well.
Pray for me. My goodness.
I'm letting the blue stuff slide only because you have a blue dragon bond.
Rija comes over and like helps you on the horse. Give me another roll with advantage.
Good, because that one was a zero.
It was, it was, I rolled a 2, so.
It's better.
It's a 5.
This horse is a little not happy that you're on it, but I mean, all the other horses are taken. The Weaselbee boys are on the other Pegasi.
I go, please.
It's like snorting.
It's snorting and prancing.
I brought you your baby.
Its ears are like back flattened the entire time.
Okay.
And Reese is like trying to calm it down. But yeah, you guys all get on your horses.
Oh man.
I Beans walks out of the stall on top of the nightmare. He's like, check this out, guys.
You're kidding.
Hey. Beans.
I can't even get this guy to like me.
Esta, your horse doesn't look like it likes you very much.
No, I think it can smell my burnt popcorn.
Mm. It can smell your fear. Maybe it's just scared.
Maybe.
Yeah, I heard they can smell fear. I'm like reaching forward and petting mine with both hands.
Sawyer and Marge are like kicking their feet and like.
I reached down to pet mine.
It like yanks its head away.
I'm so sorry.
I imagine it does the thing that my horse does sometimes, where it reaches back to try to bite your foot.
Yeah, she's trying to get your foot.
No.
And so, Rija gets on a horse that looks a lot like Spirit from Sailing the Cimarron.
Yes!
It's got like big, colorful wings where like the edges are all black, but then like the feathers are like that kind of like
I'm gonna cry.
Nice brown.
Mm-hmm. and luscious, flowing mane.
Yeah.
The wind.
Oh, my name.
So you guys all walk out of the stalls and You guys walk down of the stable, and then you guys get to this like door at the back of the stables of the barn, and you guys see there's like a little takeoff ramp, like a runway where you guys will like run and take off. You guys see Rija demonstrates it. She bursts off into a full run and like gallops and then lifts off into the sky. Two of the Weaselby boys, they go and they lift off into the sky. All right, who wants to go?
I do. Oh,
we're all there's two. We're like,
me.
Okay, well, I imagine similar to a horse about to run some barrels, I have to make like a wide like gap as my nightmare is like prancing.
Yeah.
Like, or not gap, a circle. So like I circle around as it prances, and then the minute I get lined up with the ramp, I give it the reins and boom, we take off.
Yeah. You bolt off and fly into the night sky. The city above you hanging down and the city below you. And so, Essence, where are you guys are up?
I lean down to my horse and I go, if you're going to buck me off, please do it now. And it, not like, when we're in the air.
Snorts at you again, tries to bite your foot. It like it gives you a little buck.
Oh.
It gives you a little buck.
Okay, well, I'm going to take that as... You're mad, but we can still go. So I...
It's like paw on the ground.
I give her the reins.
Immediately, like, as soon as you, like, timidly give her the reins, bolts down. Like, this is, like, the fastest horse.
Oh, my God!
It's, like, zooming down.
I like to think Allah's spirit style of the Cimarron, like, right, you give her the reins and does a thing where she, like, looks at you on the side. Just to make you a little scared.
Yeah,
takes off.
And then takes off. Sawyer, with Margie.
You ready, Margie?
Yeah, she wraps her arms around you, pulls on really tight.
Okay, I like put my arms on her arms.
Ooh.
And then I remember, oh wait.
No, you gotta hold on to the reins. Yeah, you gotta hold on to the horse.
We're like already running at this point.
Yeah. Lift off.
I'm so normal about that. We take off.
You all lift off into the sky. You see the tower in front of you hanging down. And at this moment, you guys hear the bell toll ring as
moment?
It hits 11.
Beans is having a great time. And then looks around in the air and like looks back at you guys.
Beans, everyone can give me perception checks.
3.
16.
17.
You guys are for sure. You guys don't see Apple or the Briar Knight anywhere. You guys are still flying through the city, going around buildings. And then you guys were like given like other little rocky talkies, but like earpieces so that you can communicate with the
team. Yes. Cool.
And you guys hear over your rocky talkies, you guys hear Maeve go, all right, y'all, inbound. We got some buildings coming up where we're going to try to give you guys some cover fire, but we're going to have to do it discreetly as possible. You guys stay low. I guess wings stay quiet. And if you guys can't hide, we'll try to pick them off for you. All right, sound good, everyone?
Yes.
Copy.
Got right. It.
Just wanted to let y'all know I'm having a great time, and this is super fun.
Me too.
Should we? Hang on. Should we go, like... solo our own path, or should we get into formation?
You guys are like kind of in a formation right now.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Obviously a V formation.
Yeah.
Okay, just clarifying.
And as you all are flying towards, get closer to the governor's tower, first things first, give me another round of animal handling checks.
Uh-oh. I was kind of hoping that
14.
Oh, nice. Right.
That's a critical failure.
So that'd be a minus one if you were really playing it out.
Is Margie still giving me the help action?
Yeah.
Okay, which I gotta find a dice I trust.
Can I still use this inspiration I got earlier? Or can I not use that on...
Yeah, of course you can.
I'll say you can use it to like get rid of like the critical failure.
Yeah, let me just make sure it's not
it's
a kind of crit.
Funny. It's kind of funny that you could... Actually, it does say 10 minutes.
Shut up.
No,
it's
lasts.
It's a five
we'll
now.
We'll keep it. So,
Damn.
You guys start flying and you see on some of the buildings some like little figures. They look like archers. And pretty much the entire group flies by very discreetly. And then Esta, your horse, just like lets out a big huff, and then starts like dive bombing towards the building. And you hear on the building, people go, Pegasus, inbound! They're trying to invade!
Oh, and, no!
Invade? So,
what?
We're just flying around!
You, I'm pulling up! No!
Y'all give me stealth checks, though.
Okay. I got a 15, by the way, on my animal handling.
I'm going to say it would have been very bad if you had, like, critical failed on the animal handling check, but we're still going to do, like, you automatically fail this stealth check, Esther.
Yeah, that's fine.
Kill myself. It's a nat 1, but it technically goes up to a 10.
Okay, it's a nat 1.
Fuck me! It's a nat... This is...
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Well... Okay, I got a 19.
Okay.
We are like, you know, like in owl's wings. We are like silently gliding.
Yeah. So.
I think my nightmare is just glowing too bright with fire. We've been having too much of a good time up there.
Since we have two fails, y'all are still covered. As you guys see Maeve and Buddy like fly in with bows and arrows as they like go to like snipe these guards that see you two. I need both of you to roll a d20, DC 12.
Just flat?
Yeah, flat.
Nat 20. Nat
12.
20. Great. Okay. You see Buddy comes up behind you, Beans, and is like going to go snipe this guy. And then Maeve comes up behind Esta, puts two arrows in a crossbow, and then like the arrows just like get both of these guys through the fucking heads.
Whoa. They are shit, out. Miss Weatherfeather.
I thought you guys were like humble bird folk. Holy shit.
Yeah, no, well, you know, we're taking it pretty serious now. So, hey. You know, they tried to burn our house down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, fuck the system. It. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, you know, fuck the system. And that's the first round. Let's go to the round two. I need everyone to roll animal handling checks again.
Oh my goodness. Let me rest.
5. Center yourself, Campbell.
It's a 14.
Okay, cool.
17. This is the best. I have never rolled well on any wisdom checks, but for some reason, animal handling, I've got it. Me and this Pegasus are bonded. Really, with Margie's help. So me and Margie and this Pegasus are bonded.
Maybe it can feel the weird passion between you two.
I think Sawyer thinks that she is doing an incredible job, and like Margie is kind of like
using her like knees and stuff to like
behind me to really like steer us and stuff. And I'm like, wow, I'm so good at natural.
You're just kind of limply holding on to the reins.
Exactly what's happening.
It's just also like a very well trained Pegasus.
Yeah,
like, yeah. This is my like 17th
the sweetest
mission.
One.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, whoa, I tamed the beast.
So, Esta, you take that dive bomb and then pull hard on the reins. This horse is just being a dick. And, like,
they do that.
After showing, like, a little bit of initiative and, like, no, like, fucking stop. This horse gives you a little bit of respect and flies straight.
Okay.
Sawyer, okay. You guys are just having a grand old time. Everything that you explained with like Margie, like really steering with her knees and stuff. And it's also just a super sweet horse. Beans, you feel your connection to the nightmare reaching like a feverish pitch. Like you kind of like start burning up a little and start like really getting excited. And the dagger in your pocket sends out this kind of like aura of heat, and the nightmare feels it, and the nightmare kind of like falters and like dips down a little bit, and like it's like flames burn really hot so you can see it. So I'm gonna need Esta and Sawyer to roll me stealth checks. Beans, give me a stealth check but with disadvantage.
17.
You pass.
18.
Pass.
17.
17. All right, great.
Nice.
You guys fly even with the mishap with the animal handling check. Maeve and Buddy, they can reload their arrows. You guys have a successful round. You guys are very, very close. This looks like the building that you guys want to land on now, this upcoming one. And once you pass all these checks, you guys can sneak in and then jump to the governor's tower. So at the beginning of this one, I'm going to need animal handling checks.
Yes, 15.
It's a 9 for me.
It's not the worst.
Yeah. It's a 5 for me.
That's what I just got.
Give me stealth checks with disadvantage, Esta and Sawyer. Stealth check, flat, Beans.
Oh, one of them is a nat 20.
No!
Okay, that's fine. It's, I think with myself, it's still a 19.
Oh, sweet.
Mine is still a 14 with disadvantage.
Okay, the DC 20. For this round was going to be a 16.
22. Okay.
So.
I'm like whispering to Margie, and, you know, she's like, shh, and I'm like, shh, we have to be quiet. Touching each other.
You guys are like going to land basically behind these guards. One of them turns around. Since you failed on that one, I need you to roll for Maeve to try to get this guy before he can see you.
Okay.
DC is 16.
Mm, I'm sorry, Maeve. I didn't do you justice. That's a 6.
You see Maeve comes like flying in. The last round went so well. She was a little bit off her game. She goes to shoot this guy, misses, and the guy shouts like, intruders! Intruders are here! And give me, if somebody else or still Lily, you want to roll for Buddy now, it would be a DC 16.
Somebody else roll for Buddy.
I'll roll. What, just straight?
Yeah, 16 to hit.
8.
Buddy misses this guy. I'm going to say right now, he's going to like run. There's like a little bridge that goes onto the tower. He's going to try to run into the tower.
Can I run after him?
Yeah.
All fours, I run after. I feel like it's pretty important, right, that this guy doesn't get past.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to key point Flurry of Blows as well. Oh, no, come here. Oh, baby, a 25, a 25, and a 16.
You get his ass.
You get him. Get him. And then?
They get him.
I imagine I run after him and leap on all fours and like essentially like it's my claws that are grabbing his head, but like I'm trying to snap his neck.
Yes.
Delicious.
Okay. 21 points of damage.
Sweet.
Never done that much damage in my life.
That's awesome. Character.
How do you want to do it?
I think it's like, again, I bound after, I jump, I like sink my claws into like either side, this is fucked up, either side of his head, and like one is doing the pulling and the other one is just raking across as I pull his head. So I'm like scratching the shit out of him while like snapping his neck.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And yeah. Then he falls and I just hold like a thumbs up to you guys down the way.
I signal back to you.
This guard is dead. And you guys are now on this kind of building. It's like an upside down building. And you guys are on like the outside like deck area. And you guys are pretty near the quote unquote, I guess, bottom of the building where you guys are close to the mountain. So you guys have like flown upwards. Mm-hmm. The bell tower is like stretching down below you because it's like long.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are at like, if it was a cave, you guys are at the top of the cave.
Yes.
Mm. Got it.
Rija gets off her horse. Everyone gets off their Pegasus. And Rija gets you all off, puts like the saddles together, tells the horses to like shoo off and fly away. You guys are now all on top of this roof. And Rija goes, okay, we got this bridge right here. Are we ready to infiltrate?
Let's go.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. You guys make your way across this bridge. Open a door. No alarms got set off because you guys were efficient. And you guys walk into this like cafeteria area. It's like late at night. It's a past 11. The lights are all on though. And you guys don't see anybody. And you guys start making your way through the building. And the hallways are starting to get like darker and darker until you get to this point where it's really red. And the hallways start getting a little bit more intricate. You guys are climbing up stairs. It's starting to get like warmer and you guys are starting to sweat until you guys get to a point where the hallway diverts like left and a right. Which way do y'all want to go?
Rija, have you never seen a map of this place or anything?
We had something mapped out earlier, but this floor is not laid out like it used to be.
Can I roll perception to see if, like...
Yeah, I think everyone can give me perception checks.
I can glean anything from either...
9.
14.
With a 14, you hear something, like, scurrying in the hallways.
Both of them?
You can't really tell which direction it's coming from.
Okay, everyone. There's something scurrying. I don't know which direction, though, so... Maybe enemy inbound, depending on which direction we pick.
Mm. Okay. Could be a rat. Could be a weasel.
Could be a weasel bee. Sorry.
I don't know. Do we treat this like a maze and keep right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
You were the labyrinth leader, so.
I was just guessing.
I think that's a great plan.
Yeah. lead the way.
Okay, right.
You guys take a right down the hallway. The scurrying gets a little bit quieter. You guys go around a corner. You guys go around another corner. And you get to another intersection where it's left or right.
Should we just
keep going right?
I don't know.
Is that maze rules?
I don't know. Game of chance. But we don't know if this is maze.
Can I be annoying and roll perception again?
Sure. It's going to be a high DC to know 20. Where.
20?
Nat 20 or dirty?
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. You get a feeling that the scurrying is coming from the left side.
Okay. Hang right again.
Okay. Oh.
You guys hang right. You guys go down the hallway. The scurrying gets quieter. You guys keep going, keep going, keep going. You get to another intersection, left or right.
I feel like in this game of chance, it has to be left at some point.
That is also what I was feeling.
That makes sense to me.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, let's go left.
Left.
You guys see some scurrying. You guys hear the scurrying.
Oh.
And
oh no!
It sounds like it stops. It like gets really quiet. Oh. And then I assume Beans, like you have like your lantern out.
Mm-hmm.
The lantern like starts like moving forward, and the light reaches one point. You see a hand on the ground.
Oh.
And then the fingers move.
Yep.
And you see, like, coming out of the darkness is these spider-like hands that are crawling like spiders. And, like, the room is, like, filled with them. And they are just, like, crawling towards you, these just hands.
Does it?
And they're like purpley and blue.
Does it seem like if I turn the light out, they would stop?
I'm not. You can.
No. No, because we just can't see them. Oh, wait. Or do I have dark vision? Or are you going to take my dark vision away?
I won't be able to see them. Imagine seeing a flash of that and then the light goes out.
Could we just like run the other way?
Rija goes, I think that's a viable option.
Let's leave.
That's what Lee says. Lee goes, I have an idea. Let's leave.
I bolt the other direction.
You guys start running the other direction. You guys hear the scurrying behind you is getting louder and louder and louder.
Lee.
You guys get to another intersection. What do you guys want to go left or right?
Well, now I feel like we should just keep going right, right?
I know. Well, no, I don't know. It's almost like maybe this one was the left one. Can I stealth and scout ahead to the left?
If you take the time to stealth and scout ahead, the like wave of hands behind you will be on you.
I don't know. What do we think? I feel like if left was wrong back there, maybe left is right here.
Okay, I run left.
A like mob of these crawling hands as like jump on Sawyer.
No! Get off!
Sawyer, they just start like trying to like rip at you.
Oh, you're gonna say tickle.
Some of them are tickling you, but some of them are like hurting you.
Ow!
And they're all like very small. They're not like large hands. They're all pretty small.
As to gags. Get off! I cast fairy fire on all of them.
Yeah, the like light up and they're just now sparkly.
Each object in a 20-foot cube.
I don't think we wanted that.
In light.
I don't know if that's what we wanted in this moment. Can I help Sawyer get the hands off of her and then we run the other direction?
Yeah. You get the hands off of her. You guys run in the other direction.
Now
we have advantage on him if we try to hit him.
Yeah.
And you guys run the other direction. You guys get to a long hallway. You guys are sprinting down the hallway.
We're going right.
You guys go right. You guys get to an intersection. At this point, like, the hands are all over the place. Like, they're climbing on the walls, on the ceiling. You guys go right. You get to a door. You throw open the door, and you, I assume, go in?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys go in, slam the door. There's, like, a wave of hands trying to crawl at you, and you shut the door behind you. Everyone is in there safe, and you're in, like, a large room. It is... it's lit by some like torches on the side, and you guys hear like there's like a hallway at the other end. It's like lit a little red, and you guys hear some talking going on, and you hear a voice say, "Yeah, no, I can't believe like why are we down here in this freaking scary tunnel? I don't think anyone's gonna come down here." And like,
no way.
I guess like we're, I don't know, like. Ren, what do you think? And then you hear a voice that's like, well, I mean, I guess like we're just kind of like doing part of our quest. And once this is all done and like everything's taken care of, then
guys,
like we'll just be
like, done and we can go home. It's already like 11 o'clock. We just have to be here till like 12 and then we're going to leave. And you guys know that the first voice was Brobini's voice. She's talking with Rin.
I'll say I taught a few of my Margie's signals from our Arcano Ball team. And
Brobini.
Who signaled you?
And you guys hear some like men's voices that they come from like different places, but they're like boys. But you hear like they all sound the exact same. And it's like, yeah, no, this is totally unreasonable. If my father knew that we were down here, maybe I'll just have to call him next time and he can get us a better mission.
Insufferable.
This sucks.
Hey, guys, they're brothers.
I'm speaking in ear, but whispering.
Do we think that their quest is maybe to stop anybody who's coming through this tunnel?
I think definitely.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was good.
Okay. Hey.
Are they all?
What if we just open the door and let these hands through? Is that crazy? I open one door, somebody else opens the other door, and we hope that they go straight through.
There's like no door at the end of the hallway. It's just like a hallway. There's just like the one door that's holding back the hands.
Yeah.
And then it's just like it's a big room, and then there's just like a hallway. There's no door.
Is there any way we let the hands through?
Does anybody have
them attacking us?
Does anybody have any like illusions so we could like flatten ourselves against the wall and send the illusion forward?
I think if we just hide behind the door.
Okay, everybody. Let's fucking try this.
We'll take fewer of them.
Yeah, and hopefully some of them will go through all the way down the hallway.
Yeah.
But what?
Scare them enough to leave?
One thing. The hands will still be there even if they run away.
Yeah.
Well, we do have advantage on hitting them.
What if we tried to reason with them?
But if the hands and them are all at the end of this hallway, I can lightning bolt them all at the same time.
Okay, that is a good point. But also, have we considered that maybe we could just, like, reason with them as being like, oh, that's weird that your quest was that. Our quest was to get through here. Can we just, like, scooch past you?
No, because
I think that they'll totally fight us. I think Brobini.
I don't know.
Brobini's so threatened now that she has those brimstone boys on her side. she'll probably take advantage of it and try to kill us.
I don't know. Do we take horde of hands or do we just take six?
Maybe the hands idea is really crazy. I'll admit it.
No. Hang on. The hands idea is working. It's working. We send the hands and then we come and be like, we heard you needed help, reinforcements, and then
they're gonna recognize us.
Yeah, but then yeah. Fuck it. Let the hands in.
What's gonna stop the hands from just?
Well, I'm thinking. Hang on. Let's not let all the hands in. Like, let's just let like 10 hands in and then shut the door.
and then what? They'll grab us.
No, maybe they're really one track mind. They're gonna go forward.
I sure hope so.
Okay. Let's all hide behind the door.
Wait, do you have like mage hand or something? Can we hide behind like a curtain?
Okay, here's
so
my pick.
Open and close.
I cast my mage hand and I make it look like one of the other hands, so that whenever we open the door, it leads the pack down the hallway. That's good.
Okay. Give me.
So we all hide behind the door.
I pick up all the little guys so that we're all kind of like.
But what about? I think we need to close this door to control the flow. And the minute we close the door, they're gonna turn on us. So your mage hand also needs to shut the door. We need to hide somewhere else. It's not door. Understand?
Not behind the door.
Because if we close the door, then it's like,
my mage hand will have already led the other hands all the way down the hall.
Well, I'm imagining there are waves of hundreds. So we're gonna shut the door on them. There's going to be some bias.
Okay.
Unless you're letting all of them in
then
before we shut the door.
We'll just hide in the shadows.
You guys hear at the other end of the hallway as you guys are walking in, you hear a voice go, what the fuck are y'all doing here? And you guys see the three brothers and then behind them, Brobini's team, standing right there in the room.
God. Go!
The door opens.
I cast my mage hand and I shape it to look exactly like those hands. And I want to deceive them into following it and charging.
Okay.
I immediately like climb up the curtains.
The door opens and the flood of hands come in.
I open it and then I close it again. I only let it a little bit.
You try to close it and like the force of the hands coming in. That is where we will end this session.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Yowls and Goblins. Please find us on Patreon. Subscribe to our Patreon. We got some really interesting episodes up there that are exclusive on Patreon.
Bonus content. Hey, ever want to see our faces? Also video content.
Yeah, video content. Please leave us 5 stars. That really helps us out. We love seeing that. Please leave a review. Tell your friends about us. We're having a great time. Join our Discord. Follow us on social medias at Gals and Goblins. And that's all for me. Do y'all have anything?
No. Nope. Tune in next week.
Tune in next week for study break. Thank you so much for listening. See ya.
Bye. Bye.